This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens Good Day program. I am Doug. You can tell my voice from Jay's voice.
Can
Her
you?
Voice. Yes.
I'm Doug.
go ahead.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Stephens Good Day radio program. Now, I don't have your dialect down.
No, okay.
No.
Sorry. Right. Well, you've been around me for a while. You'll pick it up sooner or later.
I'll keep practicing.
Yes, you can keep practicing. So I've been taking to the woodshed. Before we talk about it, I go back to the Trump thing for a little bit. But first, I want to celebrate another old woman. Right? We've been talking about this 100-year-old woman who just has the best attitude about life and dancing and stuff. So here's another story about a woman who's 106 years old, 106, that's on the cover of Vogue magazine. In the Philippines, she is known as Maria Oge. She's one of the indigenous people live there. She is a tattoo artist, and she's 106.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Comes from a small mountain village. She's known for her tattooing technique. She uses a sharp stick and charcoal. I suppose that... how's that going to feel? I have any interest in getting tattoos. My son has a lot of tattoos. And I think most of you have some. And don't you have a couple of tattoos?
I have a couple, yeah, I have a few.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman has strength and beauty, and that's why she's being celebrated, say the people at Vogue. Yeah. So.
It's amazing.
God love them, these people, see? Yeah, let's hear it for that.
Woo-ha!
Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow, who knows. All right, so I have, as might be expected, I'm not on the Trump bandwagon and kind of never really have been. It's okay. I hope it's okay. Some people think it isn't. Some people think it isn't. I'm a traitor to radio, according to some. There's a group called Women for Trump. Have you know that group? Women for Trump. And one of the ladies that belongs to Women for Trump has taken me to the woodshed because I'm being un-American. After all, he was the president of the United States. There's nobody...
But you don't have to like every single president.
No, of course you don't.
You can still respect the acting seat of the president and what the presidency holds, but you don't have to be a fan of every single president.
No. So the question is going to come during the course of the discussion and the debate whether or not this indictment should disqualify Trump. So there's a new poll on the impact, if you will, the implications of Trump being criminally charged that shows, obviously, a deep partisan divide. There are, and it depends on how what you consider to be good news, a majority of the people who came, there was big support. There was, certainly... It's an opportunity for him, according to some, and others it's a big headache. But the majority of people in this poll suggest that it ought to disqualify him from being the president. Okay, so it's in a poll. It's an opinion poll. It's not based on facts, and most people don't make up their mind based on facts anyway. But there are other cases that have been compiled that are piling up on the, and is this a result? This is where the divide comes. It's because they want to get him because he's so successful and he was such a great president. Well, you can take that approach if you want, but then there are other things, and this is where the rubber hits the road for me, and the factual aspects of it. How do you know what really to believe. I think you can make, you can draw some conclusions by his actions on January 6th. And so the investigation, that's a federal investigation, trying to overthrow the election. And so there are a lot of people investigating Trump and his role in this, and whether or not he's guilty of trying to recruit fake electors, people working for him. And so the Justice Department is working on that. But because they're so political, everything is so political these days, I don't trust the judge. And I think that's where the public's coming down. You and I were talking about that, I think, off the air, Jay, where the public doesn't trust the system.
No.
And it's breaking down at every level because of how political it's become. Yes?
They can choose who they want to go after. It's not just the whole, like, this is the law, people must abide by it. Only certain people need to abide by it.
I think it's called selective enforcement. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Selective enforcement. Okay, so there's January 6th, and then there's Georgia. He apparently pressured, or it appears that the charge would be that he pressured the top elections official to find, what was it, 11,000, 12,000 votes, enough to overturn his defeat. And there were 75 witnesses, including Rudy Giuliani and Lindsey Graham, that basically came up with him. The prosecution say they should charge him with multiple crimes, and a number of other people beside Trump should be involved in this as well, i.e. Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump. I mean, Lindsey Graham and Rudy Giuliani. So there's those charges, attempted election fraud and racketeering and all that stuff. And then the case involving the handling of classified documents. That's bogus BS, as far as I'm concerned. People want to make something out of that. I think the worst of all of these is the most obvious and the easiest one to get him on, other than whatever they're doing in New York, is the Georgia thing, where he told an official to find enough votes to get him over the hump. I think that's pretty obvious that... And so, you know, what's the Secret Service guy? He's got a Secret Service escort. So what do they do? They're with him whenever he travels. So the Trump jet comes to New York with the Secret Service agents on it. They go with him to Trump Tower. So when he comes out today and he goes up there, what happens when the New York police... The police say, okay, we're taking you into custody. So what are the Secret Service guys
doing? I think they're still with him. I think they're still going to be with him.
They go with him up and to get the mugshot and all of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're assigned to him. I think that they have to be with him at all times. And all former presidents.
Really? Now, when I saw him down in Mar-a-Lago, there was nobody with him. He was walking around.
That you noticed. They could have been keeping their distance.
Hmm. Okay, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see here. 15 million Americans could lose their health insurance because of the expiration of the pandemic program that automatically extended Medicaid coverage to some people. Are you in that group? Who's in that group? Hmm. I don't know. It's not an age thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, uh-uh. Well, that's another one of those things that came out of the pandemic. Was it overreaction, or was it just one of those?
And then even when you do have health insurance, you can't even get into doctors anymore. It's like whenever you make an appointment, it's a couple months before you can finally get in. And sometimes you can't even go see your doctor. You just have to go with who the first available person is, and that may be a 30-minute drive away.
So now you've
farther.
You've hit a button with me. Last Friday afternoon on my way to the airport, I had an appointment to see a neurologist because I've had a couple of dizzy spells in the last 4 or 5 months, and I wanted to get to the bottom of them. And I'd seen this guy before when it appeared when some of the doctors, including Ken Kronos, thought I had had a TIA, but I hadn't, and this neurologist got to the bottom of it. So I wanted to see him about this. So I couldn't get an appointment. He has two offices, one here in my hometown of Framingham, and the other one is in Boston at Tufts Medical Center. So because I would have to wait 4.5 months to see him in the Framingham office. And this was in December when I made the appointment. I said, no, I'll go to Boston and see him because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Friday afternoon, I drive into Boston, and the traffic is unreal for whatever the reason. I don't know. You know, it was just at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was horrible, horrendous. So, and I can't find a place because I don't really know where this is. I don't spend much time in Boston anymore. When I used to work there, I knew every street. I knew everything. But I don't, because they've, after the big dig, they tore everything down. And some of the things, you know, that you used for road signs are not there
the
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the landmarks. So anyway, I finally found my way into the building and into the parking area. And the elevator wasn't working. So I walked up the stairs. It was on the 8th floor. And I got there, and I was about 13, 14 minutes late. And I explained to the lady who could barely speak English that was behind the desk, behind a glass wall. I couldn't hear. She was mumbling, and then she, you know, sort of said something. And I said, I'm here for my 2:30 or 3:30 appointment, whatever it was. And she said, well, wait a minute. I'll have to call the doctor to see if he wants to see you. And I looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, well, you're late. I said, yeah, I am
as
late.
As if you wouldn't have been
that.
Sitting in the waiting room for 30 minutes.
Yeah, right. I have. Yeah, right. So anyway, the bottom line was that the doctor said he couldn't see me because he had something else he had to do in a few minutes. And I said, it's okay. I'll wait. And, you know, if I have to wait an hour, I'll wait. No, you can't do that. You can't be here. So the bottom line is after waiting almost 4 months for an appointment, getting in there, I mean, it's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming anybody. That was one of the things I left in what I thought was plenty of time to work my way through the streets of Boston, and it turned out not to be. So it isn't their fault. It just is indicative of what you just said. There's an appointment that I made 4 months ago. Now if I go back again, because I had another little dizzy spell when I was in California, and I found out from Ken it actually was the stuff that I was taking sort of a temporary thing. But now I got to start all over again and wait another 4 months. And even, is it worth it? You know, I can find maybe other explanations in my mind. But you're right. The whole system is fucked.
It's absurd.
It really is. All right, anyway, food for thought. Hopefully you don't have that experience and you get what you need from your doctors. 18 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, social media time. I don't know whether I should save my comments about artificial intelligence. The good place to have it is in these visits that we do with social media, the whole business of TikTok and who's calling out those people. There are most of the supporters of artificial intelligence and TikTok, interestingly enough, are of the same age. So that tells you that there's a naivete that surrounds the discussion of TikTok and what it's all about, and also artificial intelligence. Maybe there's a growth period that comes because many of us, when we are that age, think we know it all. And then we turn out later in life to acknowledge that, gee, I guess I didn't know it all. But also, well, that'd be too late.
I can speak on my generation. We grew up on watching TV like The Jetsons.
Yeah.
That was just all filled with artificial intelligence. You had Rosie the Robot and all these things that the house could do. There was a Disney Channel.
There's George movie. Jetson.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
There is a Disney Channel original movie called Smart House where this family wins access to live in this house, which is completely artificial intelligence based. And of course things go awry. Spoiler alert, the house gets too smart and then wants to like trap the family inside to protect them and all of this.
Yeah.
But you see all of these things and then you get to the point where it starts to become reality. We have the smartwatches and the Fitbits and different things that make our lives a little bit easier. But then it crosses the point to, okay, is it getting too far? Is it going too far? Jen and I discussed this week a story on a person who felt like the AI bot, the chat bot that they were using, was a confidant and ended up dying by suicide over fears of these eco-anxieties because of what the chat bot, the artificial intelligence, was telling them.
Man, yeah, how much of that is there around? All right, let's focus on some Facebook and other social media stuff. You can find us, by the way, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Happy birthday to Bob Page, who's a listener of the program, Deborah Parenti, Max Kulina, among others. So if you're having a birthday today, my friend Barry Barton has a birthday today. He's following us on Facebook for sure. I'm looking at Jay posted. I'm going to tell you a little about my own social media, facebook.com/Doug Steffens. There's a picture of my grandson and I in front of it. Kind of an X-ray machine. Do you see that, Jay? Where are the hot spots in our body? What's going on? The color tells it all.
Oh, that sounds so.
Yeah, really, it's kind of a silly little thing. And I posted a couple of pictures of the kids playing with me this weekend. Meanwhile, lots of posts. The bottom line, when it comes to the Trump indictment, there are a lot of people that are impacting our social media as they are others. Here's a guy who says the statute of limitations ran out in 2018 on most of the charges. Attorney General Bragg doesn't have a jurisdiction on any federal charges. This will be a mortal wound for the Justice Department. It's a mortal wound. It's kind of a mortal wound all the way around, frankly. Here's another fellow that says, I think this mobilizes Trump supporters, gives them something to rally around. Yeah, there are some people who say, if you'll pardon the pun, this was all trumped up. Here's Sydney who says, I'm hoping this boosts his reelection chances because what we have now is horrific. So you're right about that, sir. What we have now is horrific. But to have him as the other choice, and more I learn about DeSantis, I'll talk about that in the next half hour, the less I like him as well. Where is what have we done this to ourselves? Through social media, through the news media, getting these people that are not very good candidates. The best candidates don't make it through. And as one guy, Ronnie, says, Bragg is not a very bright lawyer. I think you're right about that. I think he's an opportunist. All right, thanks for social media comments here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's arraignment schedule has been announced for this morning in Manhattan, New York. Trump should arrive at the courthouse at 11 a.m. Eastern. At 1 p.m., roads will be closed around the courthouse, and at 2:15, the arraignment will begin and might only take about 15 to 30 minutes. It's been announced this morning Finland has become the 31st member of NATO. Jens Stoltenberg is a Norwegian politician who's been serving as the 13th Secretary General of NATO since 2014.
In a few hours, we will welcome Finland as the 31st member of our alliance. This will make Finland safer and NATO stronger. And on this very day, in 1949, the Washington Treaty, NATO's founding treaty, was signed in Washington. And it's hard to imagine any better way of celebrating our anniversary.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Almost 35 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirstner is here with me to enthrall all of you with knowledge, opinions, thoughts on the things that matter. We will tell you what the news is. Actually, Jay is more newsy than I am. I'm happy to tell you. Not only after the story, okay, this is why it matters.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we think about it? What do you think? I know you are all entitled to express yourself and help yourself to that. Interesting that a lot of Remind me, James, actually, as we're doing the medical shows as well as the farm show, to use the number that connects listeners to the program, the essence of it, 855-999-DUCK. But we're using it for all of the programs that I do, not only the Good Day program of American Family Farmer and Good Day Health. So
yeah, the Doug line.
Yeah, the Doug line. Think about what you're doing. The impact of what you do today will have some, I guess impact is the right word for it. It'll have some influence on somebody for a long time. Whether it's you or people you love or people that are, as I think carefully most of the time about the things that I say on the air, because I know people listen and they judge our credibility, not by our opinions, although sometimes that does happen, but by what we choose to discuss. And so as we do get everybody involved, hopefully, in what we're talking about and what we're thinking, it brings folks in. And so I go to the whole business of Nashville, and this is kind of complicated because I want to bring two or three things into the discussion here, Jay. One of them has to do with the suspect herself. Is it her, him, the suspect? At any rate,
It seems like. She was transitioning to become a male.
A woman?
Because
a male. Oh, okay.
Yeah, born female, becoming a male. But when you hear a lot of the interviews from people who actually knew the suspect, I believe one of the best friends spoke out, they refer as her and she. They use the female pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it seems like the transition may have been something that was relatively new.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, the whole business about murdering at the Covenant School, she fired 152 rounds. Apparently, she had been planning for months to commit these murders. And so this lady named Audrey Hale had been a student there. We pretty much know all of that stuff. The thing that's distressing and distracting to some is the fact that the governor of Florida, Mr. DeSantis, visited a gun store, and that has certainly, he went to a popular Georgia gun store as part of a book tour. He's out campaigning for the presidency, and he, went into this bookstore, and people thought it was pretty insensitive. And those who were observing, this is not an objective point of view. It's subjective. I read a couple of things. Well, this is pretty insensitive. And he doesn't seem to care. Well, how do you know what's on this guy's mind, what's in his mind, unless you ask him? Or unless he says specifically, this is why I went to the gun store. Ask him a question, see what he gives you for an answer.
Well, and he signed a bill. DeSantis signed a bill.
Yeah, I see that.
For carry concealed guns without a permit.
Yeah. Okay, so that tells you a lot. Carrying concealed guns without a permit, this is not... the more I learn about this guy, the less I like about him, frankly, and it brings me around to thinking about what it is that gets people to follow folks like this, and where are the real leaders? This guy's not a real leader. If he were a real leader, he'd do as much as possible to bring people together. That, in my mind, is the definition of leadership. You bring people together to solve problems. You don't make problems or make them more. No, he's entitled to his opinion, for sure. But how much of that washes into what he does as governor of Florida or whoever is president? How much of Joe Biden's is his own priorities? How much of that gets laid into the work of the people in the White House on a day-to-day basis? And that's the answer to that is a lot. That's not really, if you look at the real reasons for people being president or holding elective office, it is to represent solely, to represent the thoughts, feelings, and interests of the people you serve, not your interests. Now, you can find people who align with you and your interests, but how do you know what people really feel and think unless you do like daily polling or reach out to your constituents.
But even so, it seems like there's a lot of conversations where two things can be true at once, and it just goes along the narrative of, well, it has to be this or it has to be that. We either have to choose to protect guns and gun rights, or we have to choose to protect our children. There's no conversation of how do we do both.
Yeah.
Because children should be protected, and I also understand...
More important than having gun... Well, I would say, is it more important to protect children if you have the right to carry a concealed weapon and not have a permit for the gun? Isn't that flying in the face of what we're all talking about in terms of having...
For genuinely good people and law-abiding citizens, it might make sense because they aren't the issue. But it's not discussing the people who are the problem, who are the issue of getting access to these guns, because a lot of times... People who go and do one-on-one crimes, maybe those guns were bought illegally, maybe they were obtained legally, but in terms of mass shootings, what we're finding are the majority of guns have been obtained legally, and whether or not it was in a state that needed a permit or not.
Well, I think those of you who live in Florida, who have had circumstances, know of people who have people in their family that may have been involved in shootings in various schools... there are a lot of people who said that he had the bill signing behind closed doors because he was a coward. That's just name calling, as far as I'm concerned. What I really think people ought to know is where this guy, you know, the book banning, although I stood up for DeSantis because I thought some of the things that he was accused of, he really didn't do in the last 3, 4, or 5 weeks. You're going to become, you're a target. You're going to run for president, you're going to be a target. Trumpers are after him for this, that, or the other thing. They have a hard time separating him and his beliefs from Trump, and so that's going to be a problem because there are a lot of things that the two of them believe in that are pretty similar. When you really go down the checkoff column, check, 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 check. I will tell you, though, there's one thing that stands out above all else when it comes to DeSantis, and that's what happened in the Disney, the so-called, I call it the Disney District. You know, back in the 1960s, the 1950s, Walt Disney opened Disneyland in California. He barely had enough money to get the thing open. It was just barely, you know, he borrowed from everybody, but it was his dream. And he was in, he just said, I'm going to do this, and he just did it. He had a lot of drive. He did a lot of things. The success of the Disney Company today, which bears Walt's name, is nothing like the Disney Company that was set up when Walt Disney wanted, you know, he produced movies, obviously, television programs, did Disneyland. He wanted people to be happy, and he presented happiness. That was his whole thing. He was a day and night, worked 24 hours a day, died as a young man, 65. He had lung cancer because he was a chain smoker, among other things. But the idea of what he was trying to create and what he did, in fact, create spread from California to Florida. In the mid to late 60s, under a number of corporate names, the Disney folks bought up a whole lot of land in the Orlando area, in Kissimmee and those counties around there. And they were able to create, because the land was worthless, pretty much, they paid nothing, next to nothing for all of it. And they convinced the state authorities at the time that because they told them, you know, a lot of this stuff was done sort of undercover, so that nobody really knew who it was. There were a bunch of dummy corporations set up to buy all this land, but they were all Disney dummy corporations. So they buy up all of this land, and the state lets them create their own government. So they have something, I've forgotten what it's called. It was a, it was like the Reach District or something. I've forgotten, but it was a... it was an such an entangled web, but they were all under the umbrella of this one corporation, and they set up their own government. They set up their own rules. I mean, they were able to do everything that was good for Disney and to set up this thing so that they'd be insured of success. So fast forward after everything gets built and all kinds of tax benefits and that sort of thing. So DeSantis decides he's going to take on Disneyland, Disney World. And so he breaks up this entity that controls all of these communities and is very pleased with himself. There's a board of directors now that's loaded with people who are his pals, people who are extraordinarily, extraordinarily right of center. And so he thinks, man, I got this. I'm going to take, I'll show those Disney guys. We're going to tax them. Meanwhile, the stupidity of doing that, the state's biggest employer, you know, why would you try to alienate some? Well, because they have no place else to go. We can get them. Well, it turns out the lawyers that work for Disney are a lot smarter than the lawyers that work for DeSantis. Because at the end of the day, Jay, I don't know if you've heard this story or not. At the end of the day, after all the hoopla and all of the stuff over the last couple of weeks, you know, there's been this focus on what's DeSantis doing to Disney World and what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the lawyers for Disney found a law that's like 100 years old that allowed them to create this district. And in the creation of the district, they excluded the right of any other government agency to interfere with what they're doing.
Really?
So in essence, what DeSantis tried to do and what everybody thought he was successful at doing, the Disney lawyers have turned it around so that this board of directors has now been negated and tossed out, and Disney is back in charge again because they had smarter lawyers than the governor or the government of Florida. So have no fear, folks. Disney World will not disappear. 48 after the hour here.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack has a couple of podcasts, one of his own that he does at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of the features on his daily radio program that he does in Salt Lake City. So you can catch that, plus our podcast of Jack and all the things that he talks about. Most recent one is a focus on the things that you cannot get in the grocery store because of what now is at the grocery store, all the processed foods. And I think there's something this week, Jack, about processed foods and what it does to our longevity. I don't think there's any news there unless you've been out to lunch for the past 50 years and watched all this stuff develop. Anyway, so we also have in the Good Day Health podcast with Jack, the download, part of the discussion that Jack had with Dr. Arthur Benjamin, who was talking about artificial lens implantation, that sort of thing. And as an example, the guinea pig of that was me, but Jack had it done as well. So I have a good stimulating conversation on what this is all about. So catch all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available. They are there free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kind of cool. Program brought to you in part by Calitrin. Take it consistently and be a winner when it comes to weight loss. Go to their website, toploss.com. So is it true that vitamin D helps your brain function better? What does vitamin D do, and does it make a difference whether it's D1, D2, D3? How many different vitamin Ds are there, Jack?
Well, it's just like the same thing with thyroxine, T1, T2, T3, T4. T4 is the active form. T4 is the storage. T3 is active for thyroid function, for thyroxine. With vitamin D, the only real form that your body can use has to go through conversion, some of it in the liver, some of it in the kidney, till it gets to the final point where your body can use it if you're taking it from an oral substance. If you're out in the sunshine and your body is making vitamin D through the photosynthesis through your skin, then it's a much easier process to take care of. Mother Nature took care of us for that.
Mm-hmm.
But vitamin D, it's listed as a vitamin. You know, they discovered vitamin A first.
Yeah.
And then they discovered, and that's why it got
B, C, D, E.
Well, they thought vitamin D was one of the B vitamins.
Oh.
Because it was similar to some of the function of a B vitamin. So it was originally called one of the Bs until they realized, looking at it a little deeper, that it's actually steroid-based.
Yeah.
And so there's some argument out there, well, argument, but discussion, that vitamin D should be listed as a hormone more than it should be listed as a vitamin. But, you know, it's a vitamin D, and it's going to probably stay vitamin D. But it has a very powerful steroidal effect inside the body. And not only...
But we don't always associate steroidal use in your body or ingestion as being good.
Well, a lot of hormones are steroid-based.
Really?
Yes, they are. And so a lot of the hormones that come out of your your adrenals and some other hormones in the body are steroid-based. The steroid that gets the bad news is synthetic steroids.
Yeah.
So they make it in the laboratory, so it has a steroidal effect. In other words, it stimulates a lot of different functions in the body besides just answering some kind of a nutritional deficiency type of problem. And so with vitamin D, my goodness, you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. That's mm-hmm. its number one job. And,
yeah.
and calcium is so important for your immune system. But vitamin D helps to strangle the bad kinds of vascular developments that occur in cancerous tumors. High vitamin D people usually have far less problems with the kind of tissue development in the body that you don't want.
Well,
it's also...
The exposure to the sun, you and I have talked about this because I'm out in the sun from this time of year until the fall a lot, sometimes 6 hours or more a day,
yeah.
And I still have not had when you test my blood, I don't have enough vitamin D, it would seem, although I think my brain is functioning pretty well, I think I'm pretty healthy, and I think a lot of it I've learned in talking to you and Kent, because he agrees with you on how important vitamin D is, it does keep you from... getting and whether you take it as a supplement from Standard Process, which is the company that you recommend, you don't want synthetics, but you can also get it a lot of fish, right? And eggs.
Yeah, well, it's in cod liver oil.
Yeah,
that's one of the best sources is cod liver oil.
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you're not in the sun enough.
There it is. Yeah, well, I got a little of both. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it all out at... I just lost my train of thought because I got somebody whispering in my ear. At toploss.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.